Gospel according to St. Luke, the 6th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Then Jesus looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven. For that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false. Do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you. And if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. I invite the children to come up. Hi. How's everybody doing?
Good.
Good, good. Did you go out trick-or-treating?
Yeah.
Some of you? Everyone? Get a whole bunch of candy and stuff?
Yeah.
Did? Well, some did, some didn't, huh? Okay, well, how are you doing?
Good.
Good to see you again, too. All right. Well, I brought a story. Some of you may have seen this story before, but this is All Saints Day, which reminds us that all of us are saints. Can you think of what a saint is? Are you a perfect saint? Not really? Well, maybe I can change your mind. Do you know what my definition of a saint is? My definition of a saint is a forgiven sinner. How many people here are saints? Ah, now they got the definition. All right. Well, this is what God made us to be. And in this one here, my kids used to love to read this. In fact, they just about wore the book out. God made me. Hello, me. Look at me in the mirror. Me, I see. Do you ever look in a mirror? You can see somebody there? Two eyes, blinking eyes, see you with my own two eyes. Do you have two eyes?
Yes.
Can you blink them? Okay, we can all blink them. All right. One nose, sniffy nose. Smell a soft and pretty rose. You sniff? You smell a rose? I don't either. One mouth, open wide. See my tongue and teeth inside? Do you have tongue?
Yes.
And teeth?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Left ear and right ear. Do you each have one?
Yes.
Okay. Left and right. Listen to the sound I hear. Now, let's see what else we have here. Two arms. Oops, I should have been holding things. Reach out and hugging things. Do you hug things?
Yes.
Do you? What kind of things do you hug?
My pillow.
Your pillow. All right. Does anybody hug their blanket?
No.
Huh? Nobody's willing to admit that. Okay. Two hands. Clapping hands. Thumb and fingers on my hands. Does everybody have thumb and fingers?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see what else he's got. Or she's got. Two legs, jumping legs, dancing, skipping, kicking legs. Can you all dance?
Yes.
Sing? Okay? 2 feet. Splashing feet. Running in the soft sand feet. You all got 2 feet? You have 2 feet? Okay. Very good. You've got boots on them, too. All right. Big toe, little toe, 5 and 5 make all 10 toes. Everybody have 10 toes?
Yes.
All right, good. All right. Well, here's the point. God made all of me. In other words, God made each one of you, and God loves you just the way you are. And you have a dinosaur. Is that a brontosaurus? Uh-huh, okay. Very good. Did God make the brontosaurus too? Are you sure? Well, I thought God made everything. All right, well, let's thank God for making us us, shall we? Thank you, God, for giving us our eyes and our ears, our nose and our mouth, our legs and our feet, every part of us. And thank you, God. Now, we have a question about whether you made that dinosaur, but I think you did, so thank you, God, for making dinosaurs, too. Amen.
Amen.
All right, you can have a seat. We live in scary times, don't we? The media, both the news media and the social media, all bombard us with all of the horrors going on around us. There are wars going on. There are terrorists running around. You can name just about every horror there is. We heard about the mafia in Sicily, and we heard about all kinds of other horrors that keep coming. In fact, I even heard that a flare from the sun could wipe us out within seconds, and we couldn't do anything about it. Wow, scary. But we aren't the only ones who have had scary times. Scary times go all the way back. For example, during the medieval period of time, in the time of Martin Luther even, people were terrified of demons and devils because they would come and get you. And the reason for Halloween, the hallowed evening, was so that they could put on masks or make masks and scare the demons and devils away. It wasn't to scare other people like some people try to do today. It was to scare away the evil ones. And so the next morning, they could get up, come to worship, and thank God that they were the saints who were saved from all those demons and devils. But it doesn't. We can go back even further. In 167 B.C., that was before most of you were born. 167 B.C., Antiochus Epiphanes IV followed his father. His father was a horrible tyrant, but he was even worse. He carried out atrocities on the Jews and anybody else. His rule of law was that nobody could worship anything but him. And if they were caught doing it, being skinned alive was an easy way out. There were so many ways in which he could make life horrible for people. This is the period of time when the Maccabees come on the historical scene. I like this word. It's in the intertestamental period. You like that? It doesn't make it sound like I know something. The intertestamental period is actually the time between the Old Testament and the New Testament. And the Maccabees was a family of very dedicated and faithful people who refused to give up their faith and revolted against Antiochus Epiphanes and held out in the temple even. The time when we get the Jews get the Hanukkah celebration. In fact, it's something we ought to celebrate too. Maybe we'll have to think of another celebration. But during that period of time, they proved to be faithful. Daniel the first reading that we have today is written about that period of time. Now, it's written in code, because if Antiochus had known what he was writing about, the writer of Daniel wouldn't have lived very long, and the book would have been destroyed. But as it looks in the book, it looks as if he's writing about Babylon during the time of the exile. And the king then is Belshazzar. And we see during that period of time, Daniel talks about how Daniel and his friends were extremely faithful to the Lord God, to the point that they were willing to stand up to Belshazzar, who was requiring them to bow down and worship him. In fact, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego got thrown into a fiery furnace, 7 times hotter than hot. I don't know how hot that is, but it's hot. But they weren't killed. They danced around in the flames with an angel. They came out without being singed. And their enemies were thrown into the furnace and they burned up. A few chapters later, we read about Daniel being thrown into the lion's den for the same thing, for refusing to give up his faith. And he just, it's kind of, I picture him playing with the lions like some people play with their cats, because he wasn't scratched. He comes out of that den and uninjured, and his enemies are thrown in and they're gobbled up. That's the picture that is painted here. And now Daniel, shortly after that, has this night vision or nocturnal vision, in which he sees 4 beasts, and each of them represent one of the kingdoms or empires that is going to crumble, because God has a plan for his people. And the one who sits on the throne, Daniel learns, has chosen to give all of those who are faithful a part in the kingdom of God. That's something for these people who are under severe persecution to feel good about. They may be wiped out. They may be persecuted. They may be killed. But they know that they will inherit the kingdom of God. Paul talks about a similar thing for the people during his day, because they are under persecution too, from the pagans, the Romans, and even the fellow Jews, who are continually putting them down and making life difficult for them, throwing them in prison, having them beaten. And during this period of time, Paul reminds them that they have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross, so that they will have a place in the kingdom of God also. It's not just wishful thinking. It's the fact of life. During that period of time, one of the ways in which they were persecuted was that they couldn't buy much food at the marketplace, because everything was dedicated to the emperor and marked with the emperor's seal. That's why Paul says, you have been sealed by the seal of the Holy Spirit. How many of you were baptized? Okay. Do you remember that when you were baptized, you received the seal of the Holy Spirit on your forehead? You are marked. You are marked to receive eternal kingdom, the eternal kingdom that God has prepared for you. It's not a downward spiral. Now, very true, many people have a problem when it comes to looking into the future and looking at what God is promising. Many people, especially in the church, will say, well, I'm just one person. You know, what can one person do? Well, one person can do quite a bit. In fact, during the Civil War period, one woman saved hundreds, maybe thousands, slaves from slavery. During the Nazi reign in Germany, one man saved more than 1,000 people from the gas chambers and the ovens. One child's quarter provided a full meal for another child. What one person does matter. Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego could have said, "That's okay. I'll just go through the motion and bow down to the emperor," but they didn't. They faced it head on, knowing that they had a place in the kingdom. Paul could have done the same thing. In fact, all of these heroes of the Bible could have. There's a song that Pete Seeger wrote. It wasn't intended to have a spiritual meaning, but we'll give it one anyway. As you'll catch on, because it's pretty repetitive.